Now, frank and open speaking about a difficult subject, where do you turn to if you're the victim of sexual violence? According to a UNICEF study, up to a quarter of women in Nigeria have experienced some form of sexual assault. However, only 5 in every 100 seek help. This report from Ijeoma Njukwe.
This is a scene from a theatre production in Lagos.
What did you do to her?
The play Shattered deals with the topic of sexual violence against women. It was created by Brenda Uhoho, a survivor of sexual abuse and rape. The 38-year-old has been raped more than once. She recalls how the first time she was assaulted by a complete stranger dug up painful, buried memories.
When I was 18 and I got raped, I had already had suffered sexual abuse when I was 6. From somebody who worked in our house, you know, who had molested me sexually with penetrative sex. And that memory was trapped. I used to have flashes of it, but I didn't understand what I was seeing until I got raped at 18. And I was talking about it. And it was like, I just kept seeing pictures of what happened. There was no way I could tell my family. Because it sounded like a lie.
32 years later, Brenda has still not sought counselling. Like many young women, Brenda was unaware of where she could go for help and feared she would be blamed.
All right, thank you so much. And the format, we're going to need to wrap up, but the people need to know where they need to visit or the numbers where they need to call to feel report them on cases.
Okay. A counsellor from an organisation which helps victims of sexual violence, Warif, chats with two female hosts at Wasobia FM. It's a pidgin English language radio station, one of the most popular in Nigeria.
We have daily calls from women and young children that need our assistance.
Dr. Kemi De Silva Ibru is spreading the word about the free services provided by the foundation. She set up Women at Risk late last year in a bid to offer more than just a relief centre for victims. A gynaecologist and obstetrician, Dr. Kemi moved back to Nigeria 9 years ago. When she started her postgraduate practice in the public sector, she realised that many women who had endured harrowing experiences of sexual violence were not being adequately treated.
Women need to be aware that there is a foundation out there that would assist them when and if these needs arise, because this is a problem that's globally stigmatized, but more so in the context of the African country, where, as you know, women are sort of held to a higher accountability in the way that they're meant to behave, in the way they're meant to carry themselves, and families spend so much time and energy hiding the fact that women have had one sexual encounter that's been violent or the other, majority of the time because the perpetrator is that family member. And so these girls are forced into this shroud of silence and made to feel guilty and ashamed for an act that they had absolutely nothing to do with. And so it's important for them to be aware that we're here. We're here to assist them. We're here to help.
You're welcome to Wari Center.
A counsellor shows me around the building. It's the bungalow with a homely feel. Bright furniture and cushions in the main reception and wall murals painted throughout are warm and welcoming. Ifoma Enyefolu explains that she's seen clients as young as 6 to 60-year-old women since the centre opened in December. For many, simply walking through the door is seen as a major challenge.
Our culture hasn't really recognized that sexual assault on a woman is an issue. A person who has been sexually assaulted, they see her as, okay, you are not fit for marriage, you're not okay, and no man will appreciate you. For a client to walk into this place, she's ready to overcome the stigma and the pressures, cultural pressures attached to being sexually assaulted. The essence of counseling is to believe her and help her, as in understand that it wasn't her fault, and help her, as in by reintegrating her into the society.
The first term here,
is a consulting room where we have a medical doctor.
It costs around $215 to treat each woman who comes for help. This involves 6 months of medical treatment, testing, counseling, and assistance bringing the perpetrators to justice. Dr. Kemi says that as the foundation gets busier and she's able to raise more funds, she plans to replicate the model across the country. Survivors of rape, like Brenda, believe that places like Warif are key.